You have a really cool story as far as, like, it says in the press release, a gypsy-like lifestyle. You want to just tell us a little bit about, you know, your travels?
Sure. It's one of my favorite topics, actually. So I was really lucky. I grew up in a family that that moved around a lot, and we moved, I guess, like 9 times in 7 years, and I was born in Texas, and I lived there until I was about 11. And then we moved to the Caribbean, to Trinidad, and we lived there for 2 years. And then went back to Texas to a couple different towns, and then over to England. And I stayed there for most of college. And then I went back to Texas, and then San Francisco, and then LA, just about a year ago. So it was really fun. I got to, you know, meet tons of different people and, you know, see lots of different parts of the world. And definitely, you know, kind of helped inform my music, I think. You know, music just became my outlet because we didn't get to spend much time in one place, so it was just a really good way to connect with people quickly and document everything that was happening.
How do you think the moving affected you musically as far as, like, your influences and your tastes?
I think it definitely did. You know, I think with the Caribbean, it has such amazing music, like the steel pan and the reggae, and just the, you know, even just the accent, the way that it kind of affects singers. It's that definitely influenced me. It's just a very relaxing sound. A lot of it's very spiritual and very healing, and I definitely wanted to include that. When I was in the UK, it was kind of like when all the indie rock, like, you know, like the Strokes and Kings of Leon was really big, back when I lived there. And I loved the way that they would just layer instruments so that, like, different instruments would come in at different times, and it would just elevate your mood, and all of a sudden you'd be, like, tapping your foot, and you don't really know how it happened. so that's, I think, you know, both of those different places kind of inspired me in those ways. And then, of course, Texas, you know, lots of country music, lots of old folk storytelling, and that's really, I think, the heart of what I try to do with my music.
You were speaking earlier about the Caribbean, you know, the groovy type of, you know, reggae and whatnot, and the steel pan. Quitter has a lot of that, like, just really cool and charismatic, like, storytelling and, like, you know, the islandy feel. How was that song written? What was the inspiration behind it? How did it all come together for you?
Well, so, yeah, that's a good question. I love talking about the process. Quitter, it started with lyrics, that one. I just had a kind of almost like a poem, like, just, you know, lyrics about sort of my experience at the time. You know, like, I wasn't really sure, honestly, like, what to do. Like, should I, you know, should I pursue my music? Should I, like, stay a safer route? Should I, you know, do what I think is safe or what everybody else wants me to do? Should I kind of follow my heart? And that's sort of what Quitter is about for me. It's kind of about, you know, deciding to just follow your own dreams. And it's kind of got, you know, some sad lyrics, but when I got together with the other musicians involved in it, like John Adair and Chris Carmack, they brought, like, a more upbeat element to it. Like, once the instrument started, it was kind of like I was talking about, like, that Kings of Leon effect. Like, once more instruments were in, it totally changed the vibe, and it was great because it's like it made it sort of a happy song, and that was, you know, just a really nice sort of surprise for me.
What song do you feel is most indicative of your message on the EP? Like, if you know the way music is now, people rarely download a full album. They kind of cherry pick a song here and there. So if you had to kind of, like, pick a song for someone to listen to first to kind of get addicted to you, what do you think that they should pick and why?
It's like choosing children.
Yes.
I don't know. I think right now I like Quitter a lot. But it's funny. It's always the ones that are the most recent that I love the most. You know, and Quitter is the most recent one. But can I pick two?
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely. You could have twins.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Lost and Found, I think, too. You know, it's titled EP. Like, in terms of message, I actually thought about that once. I was like, if I could leave, like, the world with one song, you know, today. Boston found would be it, even though it's not the most recent or not any kind of like honeymoon phase with it. I think that lyrically it's the most true to what I want to portray as an artist.
Okay, as far as your career moving forward, you know, you're young and talented, you know, you're beautiful, you've got plenty of time left to create. So, 5, 10 years from now, when people look back on this EP, how do you want them to kind of remember it in terms of, like, your legacy? How do you want people to look back on this EP about you?
Wow, that's such a nice question. I think I would want... I really hope that my music has a positive effect on people, I suppose, more than anything. Like, I think that, for me personally, music can just change my mood. It can make me realize things. It helps me kind of process emotion and go through the day-to-day. And also, it's just such a wonderful way to realize that a lot of the things that I feel, other people feel too. And, like, we don't really, you know, people don't really talk about it, but it's just such a great way to connect on a more personal level. And then, of course, you know, it can be so uplifting and transcendental. And I would just hope that, you know, with this EP, that if it is people first kind of discovering my music, that it would be able to have the same effect on them. Or just to be kind of part of a memory, maybe, you know, like something that they were listening to when something important happened. Or I don't know. I love that idea of just being able to kind of inspire others with it. And I would love to, you know, for this to be like remembered in terms of, you know, the beginning as like an introduction, but I'm hoping that my music continues to get better and better. So with any luck, it'll be like the first one, but like not the best one.
I gotcha. So speaking of which, what do you think it is that you have to do to get to the next level? What do you think is holding you back, or what do you think is the things that you need to get accomplished for you to get the type of recognition that you feel you deserve?
Wow. Honestly, I think that I need to be less nervous when I perform. Like, that's something that I really want to work on. Because I just, sometimes I'll just, like, I love doing shows. I feel like there's so much magic to it. But sometimes I'll be like, what do I say in between songs? You know? So I just want to be able to own that more. I think that would definitely help me, you know, get to the next level, for sure, as an artist, being more comfortable with that. Like, but, you know, I think a lot of it's just life experience. Like, as you kind of, you know, do more and experience more, naturally will grow and evolve as a person and also as an artist. So at least that's definitely going to work in my favor.
What are your short-term goals? Like next year at this time, what do you want to be doing? Where do you want to be?
I'm working on another EP right now. Mm-hmm. And it's almost finished. And what I'd like to do is release a full album, you know, of kind of all of my favorite material to date. So by next year, I would love to have that out. And then I would also I'd definitely continue to play shows, maybe travel a little more with that. And I would love to kind of, you know, look at getting some songs placed in film or TV. That's another big goal of mine right now.